Job chapter 7. Is it not a difficult struggle for humanity on earth? Are not his days like the days of a hired worker? Like a slave who earnestly longs for the shadow, like a hired worker who looks for his wages. So I am assigned to months of futility, and nights of misery are appointed to me. When I lie down, I ask, when will I get up? But the night creeps on, while I constantly toss and turn until dawn. My flesh is clothed with maggots and dirt. My skin breaks open and festers. My days pass faster than a weaver's shuttle, and come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is a mere breath. My eyes will never again see good. The eye of one who sees me will see me no more. Your eyes will look for me, but I will be gone. Just as the cloud dissipates and vanishes, so the one who goes down to the grave will never come back. He will no longer return to his house, nor does his place know him any more. Therefore, I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak from the anguish of my spirit. I will complain from the bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea or a sea monster that you put a guard over me? When I say, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint. Then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I would choose to be strangled and death rather than live with these bones of mine. I hate my life. I do not want to live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are a mere breath. What is a human being that you make so much of him, and that you pay such close attention to him? You visit him every morning, and test him every moment. How long will you not please look away from me, or leave me alone long enough for me to swallow my spit? If I have sinned, what have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my transgression and remove my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust. Then you will diligently search for me, but I will be gone.